Independent presidential candidate Cornel West announced that California State University at Los Angeles professor and Black Lives Matter organizer Malina Abdullah will join his national ticket. Dr. West has qualified for the ballot in 4 states, Alaska, Oregon, South Carolina, and Utah. But several domains require independent candidates to file a vice presidential running mate. While the presidential map appears locked with only 7 or 8 states in play, one strongly Democratic entity continues to return close polling numbers. Should we continue to see 2 to 3 point spreads in ballot test results, Minnesota may soon enter the swing category. The latest research release coming from SurveyUSA finds President Biden holding only a 44% to 42% lead, with 11% saying they would support another candidate. Turning to the Senate, JL Partners Consulting returned a poll for the Montana State News Bureau. And, for the first time this year, data shows the Republican challenger leading Democratic Senator John Tester. The survey finds presumptive Republican nominee Tim Sheehy edging the senator 48% to 45% in one of the most important races to determine the next Senate majority. With no votes remaining to be counted in California's Silicon Valley-anchored 16th Congressional District, San Mateo County Supervisor and former State Senator Joe Simidian and State Assemblyman Evan Lowe have each garnered 30,249 votes. Both are vying for the second qualifying general election position. Under California election procedure, in their top two jungle primary system, candidates ending in a tie both advance to the November ballot. Secure in the first ballot position is former San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo. Therefore, this is a rare situation where the top two system actually produced 3 qualifiers. And, to make the outcome even rarer, all 3 finalists are Democrats. In the Bakersfield, California-anchored House seat, a state appellate court upheld the lower court ruling that allowed Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong to compete in the congressional race after he was certified as a candidate for state assembly. The Secretary of State barred Fong from entering the regular congressional primary under the premise that an individual cannot seek 2 public offices simultaneously. Through court ruling, Mr. Fong in fact did seek both offices, placing first in both the congressional special and regular elections while running unopposed for the assembly. Next, the special election to decide resigned Speaker Kevin McCarthy's successor occurs on May 21st, and Mr. Fong is favored to win. Finally, a former Miss America is running for Congress. 2018 Miss America Kara Mund announced her candidacy for the open at-large North Dakota congressional seat, and she faces an uphill battle to win the Republican nomination against more entrenched candidates. The race is noteworthy and will be settled on June 11th. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.